To begin with, it's worth pointing out that, in fact, this coming Friday is not the end of the Maya calendar. It is simply the end of a massive cycle of time within that long count calendar, a little more than 5,125 years in length. And that, in fact, is coming to fruition this Friday. Some people might not know, I suppose, that this calendar fell into disuse probably 1,000 years ago in the Maya world. And the Maya themselves have only found out about, the living Maya, have only found out about this quite recently.
So the living Maya, those descendants of the ancient Maya, they weren't really aware of this phenomenon until recently. So how did they become aware of it, and how the heck did we become so obsessed with this?
Well, this is something that... let's start with the Maya, I suppose. The Maya, I started going down to talk with people specifically about this around 2005, 2006. And as I traveled around the Maya world, actually found no people, zero people that had ever heard about the date. And I've been going back all over the Maya world since then. And on my most recent trip, found that many people now do know about the date, primarily through these not very well done programs that have been put out by the History Channel. So they've heard a lot of doom and gloom concerning the date. In terms of our own development of this 2012 phenomenon here in the United States and elsewhere, this is something that actually began in the academic world. I think in 1951 was the first mention of this date since the 7th century, and it was by a woman academic at Vassar College in a note for a translation that she did. Most people, they'll really pin the blame, if you will, on Michael Coe, a very well-known Mayanist who, in his first edition of his book, The Maya, in 1966, mentioned that the close of this cycle could, for the ancient Maya, have been something that foretold some sort of calamity.
Well, take us inside it just a little bit more. Have the Maya accurately predicted previous world events in their calendars?
Actually, it wouldn't even be fair to ask that question because they rarely used dates in the future. The Maya left us a written record. This is the only civilization, really, from the Western Hemisphere that has a comprehensive literature. And in all those texts, there are only a handful of texts that refer to the future. They have only found, for instance, two dates thus far that refer to this 2012 cycle closing date, and only one date beyond that. So the ancient Maya were not into prophecy or into predicting the future, so it would be hard to say whether they came true or not.
A curse of the present, perhaps. Let's talk to Humberto Campins. Humberto, some people think that the world could end with an asteroid collision possibly on this date, and you're presently engaged in asteroid research with NASA, the European Space Agency, the Japanese Space Agency as well. What are the chances that this might happen?
Zero.
Zero.
That's an easy answer.
So why are people thinking about this?
I don't know, because the press keeps telling them that the world will end, so they'll look for some reason why the world must end, right? But no, right now, any asteroid large enough to cause global devastation has been cataloged, and it is not hitting the Earth, not only by December 21st, 2012, but right now there are no asteroids that are a hazard to global devastation. We have some that are potentially hazardous that maybe in 100 or 200 years, their orbit is sufficiently uncertain that they could pose a threat in the future, but none of the asteroids that we have in our catalog, and we've cataloged, you know, basically all that can be cause global devastation, none of them are threatening Earth right now.
Now, not an interview that could face global devastation, but there is an asteroid predicted to pass close to the Earth in February. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, February 15th of 2013, Friday, at approximately 2:30 p.m., there will be an asteroid which is going to be about a half a block across that will pass between the Earth and the communication satellite, so between the Earth and the geostationary orbit. And it's going to be a great opportunity for us to study an asteroid close by. And as a matter of fact, at UCF, we're going to have an event from 1 to 3 in the afternoon at the Pegasus Ballroom at the Union at UCF on Friday, February 15th, so that we can watch this real time as the asteroid approaches Earth and moves away. Now, it'll be daytime here, but it'll be nighttime in Europe, and we'll have direct feeds from telescopes in Spain, so we're going to be able to witness this. But that one is not going to hit Earth.